Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The Shiurim for Chodesh Av are sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas Rav Naftali B'Rabbi Yecheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Peites, a Daf full of Haggadah, and the Gemara in the Mudalav tells us, Omar Ravo V'Itim Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Sheneemar B'Moyshe V'Aaron. It's greater when it says by Moyshe V'Aaron, Yoyseh Ma Sheneemar B'Avram, more than when it says by Avram Avinu. To the Bavrom, see, Vanoichi offer Vaifer. Bavrom, he said, I am dust and ashes. Philip Moshe Aaron, see, Vanachnu Mo. Moshe Aaron says, we are nothing. Mefarshim struggle to understand what is the Gemara saying? What is the difference between Avraham Avinu and Moshe Aaron? They're both saying that they're nothing. They're both saying they don't really have any value. So Avraham Avinu says, Vanoichi offer Vaifer. And Moshe Aaron says, Vanachnu Mo. What's the big chiluk? So the Maharal over here says, Aloshin. A little hard to understand exactly what he's referring to. But he says that the idea of saying that we're nothing is the pshitus agamar, meaning a person doesn't consider himself to be anything. To be offer veifer, it's very close to be pshitus agamar, but it's not nothing completely. Anachnu mo is a pshitus agamar, is completely denying existence of himself. Avraham Avinu says, anachnu offer veifer, it's korv l'pshitus, but not poshut lagamar. Oyim Ekeinen is explained in the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel, Perikut Gimel, and very similarly it's written in the Baal HaTanya, in the Torah Oro, and Parshas Vayero. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, the Ovos HaGdoshim, they're mevata themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're connected to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol rega v'rega. They're mevata their rotzot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're the merkava of Gilu Shechina b'tachtoinim. But the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, and by extension Aaron HaKoyen, is that they got to the Gilui of Vanoichi Havayo, Gilui Shem Havayo, which is Bitul all the Mitzius Kuloi. And as Nefesh HaChaim explains before that in Shaar Gimel, there is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which of Oves HaKadoshim saw. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Parshas Vayero. It says, Vayero Lavrom Yitzchiv Yaakov Bekel Shakai. The Gilui of Kel Shakai is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself here in this world, but you have this world, and you have Gilui Lekut in this world. Shmi Hashem, which was Loinoy Dalem, which was not revealed to the Ovis, which was revealed only to Moshe Rabbeinu, is what's called in Sefer HaZoyar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesoyviv Kol Ha'amim and Nimale Kol Ha'amim, that there's no other Mitzius Klal in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, by the Ovis HaGdoshim, the Gilui of the Nevuah that was revealed to them, is there is a Mitzius, the world, but this Mitzius is supposed to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gil of Moshe Rabbeinu is that there's no Mitzius Klal. There's nothing in this world but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, in Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, is Darg of Nevuah is that there's no such thing as an Adam standing on his own. He is also bought at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to be clear of this to us to understand a little bit more, let's bring over here Reb Tzadok HaKohen, that Reb Tzadok explains that lost in love is two stages. How do we see this? There's two Gemaras. There's one Gemara that says that Lasid Lavoi, all the tzaddikim, kol echad nichva mechuposa shechaveiroi. Each one will be burned from the chupa of his friend, because each one is going to feel, I could have done more. I could have been a bigger tzaddik. I have my chelik, but I want to have more. But then the Gemara at the end of Tiny says, Hosida Kodesh Boruch Hu lasoiz mochla tzaddikim v'yoshev b'neim b'gan Eden. Meaning, Kodesh Boruch Hu is going to make a circle of tzaddikim, and he's going to be standing in the middle. What's the idea of mochel atzadikim? So the Sfarim bring mochel is, it's a circle, the entire circle has an equal distance from the middle. Explains the tzaddik. The stage one of Osid Lavoi is every tzaddik has his own zich, his own place, his own thing that he did. And he feels jealous, why didn't I do more? Why couldn't I accomplish more? But the next stage of Osid Lavoi is when we realize the yagilu kvoidu v'tachtoinim, every single person is another piece in the puzzle to bring Gilui Kvod Shmai in the world. We don't have our own thing. We're together, one big machal, one big circle, and we're all in equal distance because each one does the same accomplishment he has to do. So stage one of the Gilui is, we did something and we're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what we did, what did we accomplish, how we're close. But stage two is, there's no us, there's no me, there's no you, everything is Echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem Echad Shmai Echad. That higher Gilui of Hashem Echad, that is the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Darga of the Tfis of the Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reach, and by extension also Aaron HaKohen. So says the Baal HaTanya, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that's the Pshat in our Gemara.
Avraham Avinu is mevatel himself in his dargo of nevuah tfiso as much as possible. I'm off for behavior. I'm mevatel myself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I still have me that's mevatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are saying, v'anachnu mo, we are truly nothing. Meaning clearly this is not a fake a novel. They're just saying words. This is the actual tfisa they have. Their tfisa is that we're mamish nothing. Because everything in the world is gilu mitzius yisbarach. We ourselves are only a vessel of gilu mitzius in the world. V'advarim amukim v'nifloim ad lemoid. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.